From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On today's program, thousands of Jamaicans turn out to do good on Labor Day. Stay tuned to find out how they shared the love. Jamaicans from all 14 parishes turned out on Labor Day this year to clean up, paint, repair, and beautify sections of their communities. The day's activities were carried out under the theme, For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean, and volunteers were hard at work despite scattered rainfall in some areas. Volunteers from the Scotia Group partnered with the Child Development Agency to assist with the restoration of 15 children's homes across the island. The team from various branches came together to work with the institutions to clean up, beautify, and paint buildings, as well as assist with the planting of vegetable gardens. The project, organized by the Scotia Foundation, is one of over 19 activities being executed throughout the month of May as part of Child Month celebrations. The main CDA project was at the Homestead Place of Safety. The teams got to work, but soon realized that one day would not be enough.
That project has taken on a phase two because we will be going back. The inside needs special treatment of the walls before we can paint. We have decided that we're going to come up with what we call a graffiti wall, providing that so that they can write on that instead of the walls on the inside. And we're going to add murals on the inside and the outside. So we think that will really make a big difference.
Executive Director of Scotia Foundation and Director of Corporate Social Responsibility, Jolene Griffiths Irving. Other facilities that benefited throughout the day included Granville Place of Safety, Clifton Boys Home, Garland Hall Memorial Child Care Facility, Hope House, West Haven, Mount Olivet Boys Home, St. Augustine Place of Safety, the Pringle Home, and the Glenhope Nursery. Army personnel from Up Park Camp also carried out cleanup and beautification exercises.
We are preparing this particular area to make it a little bit more green by planting grass. There is also efforts to do some solid waste management in terms of cleaning up some of the gullies and car parks and that kind of thing.
Officer commanding in the Military Police Company, Major Warrington Dixon. And the community of Pembroke Hall now has an improved multi-purpose sports facility thanks to the efforts of residents who turned out to give the facility a facelift.
It's an area that we target on occasion because the bush in that region tends to grow pretty quickly. Additionally, there's an area beside the community center because there's also a basic school in that area. To prevent the Zikvi infestation, we have cleared that area as well, and we'll be doing painting and general beautification.
Pembroke Hall resident Ian Telfer. And young people in Norman Gardens in Kingston joined teachers and parents in cleaning up the Norman Gardens Primary School. President of the Young Achievers in Action group, Georgia Brown, participated in the project.
We're painting the entire school, painting the car park, cleaning up, weeding out what needs to be weeded out, painting and all of that.
Residents all across the island came out in their numbers to labor in love for their community and their fellow men. Some projects have also been extended throughout the year. That's all we have time for today. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Children need your love and protection
so we can achieve our full potential.
Work with us and guide us.
Love us.
Don't abuse us.
Spend quality time with us.
FAFSA Plus. We are the future.
Children need our love and protection.
A message from the National Child Month Committee.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016. And on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
Love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.